Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon. You're listening to PWN Radio, Woman in the Morning, broadcasting woman-owned radio shows 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm your host, Franciele Daly, and you're listening to Mommy Mondays on Full-Time Mom Radio. You know, moms, have you heard that it takes a village to raise a child? Well, you're in the right place because Full-Time Mom is your village to support moms like you with being mom. So we're so excited that you guys have joined us. Thank you so much for listening to us every Mommy Monday. If you want to join in our conversation, please call us at 602-753-1726. Again, the number is 602-753-1726. And you can join in by simply saying, hi, I've been listening to you, or you can simply join in for the conversation so you can ask our special guest any questions or any concerns that you're going through. And if you are listening to us on demand, thank you. I totally get it as a mom that sometimes at noon Central Standard Time, it just does not work. So if you're just put the kids to sleep and you got some time for yourself and you're listening in, thank you again. So I hope everybody's having a wonderful Monday, and I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Unfortunately, our weather was not up to par. I mean, it is Chicago weather. It is fall. And you know, I just like summer. I like my warm days. So it's just a little upsetting that now it's kind of cold and the jackets, and I had to go to the store and I had to buy my daughter some new pants. And gosh, these kids just keep growing. And she just, I think I just bought her clothes the other day, and now nothing's fitting her. So I'm sure everybody's experiencing something along those lines. So it's totally happening over here too, so you're not alone. Other than that, it's been a really great weekend. I am so excited for my Money Smart family. So there's five foundations to Full-Time Mom, and one of them is finances. And I really believe, just through my experience, right, that it's so important that we really get educated in such a way where we are making educated decisions with our money, especially when we're out working, you know, day in, day out. How are we saving, or how are we, you know, just really getting educated, right? So I love just hearing just different points of views and different perspectives on just the different tips and strategies out there. So I'm so happy that I got to experience a huge headquarters grand opening. So that was happening on Saturday, and we had tons of fun. And, you know, it feels so good to be part of something that's really impacting versus diminishing families and just all the different things that they're up to. So I'm so excited for that. So that was on Saturday, and then I, you know, had to manage my day. And it's so great when you're able to really look at what's planned in that day. What's planned in that day, and then what, like you have to put it in your schedule and, you know, all of that. So, I was able to make it work where my husband got to do his thing. And then I was able to bring my daughter to a awesome, awesome birthday party. And it was tons of fun. Like, there's just so much stuff out there now, especially with the Frozen team. So we had Elsa there, and she sang for the girls. They did face painting. They had a magician. My friend's mom made this phenomenal cake. I mean, it was so awesome. With her permission, I'm going to put that up on the blog and just show, like, we have some really creative people around us. So it's so exciting. So exciting. So that was really, really fun. And I'm sure everybody had something going on this weekend. And, like, those little things, like, I want to hear about them. Like, what were you guys up to? And so, like I said, just totally joining in the conversation just to say hi, give us a heads up of what's going on, what happened, what did you experience, what event did you go to? Because there's so many fun things happening for, like, Harvest Fest and the fall time and October and Halloween and all that great stuff. So definitely let me know what's going on so we can just have a reference of what's out there, right? So I am so excited for today's guest. She is a phenomenal person in what she's up to. You know, we've kind of had this theme for the last 2-3 weeks about really being overwhelmed, really having this persona of how a mom is supposed to be, how we look at being a mom, and how we're supposed to have it all together. And so I just love the conversations that we've been having the last weeks. And it's just such a great perspective of how she puts it. I really got to read some of her amazing articles and blogs. And I mean, I totally related to it. I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds like me sometimes. Or, okay, I kind of do that, but I could probably do it better. So let me introduce you to Anne-Sophie Dumetz. She is fiercely commit to helping millions of smart moms and dads who are feeling busy and empty get to feeling full and joyful to start building a better world, one heart at home at a time. As a positivitarian and freedom-focused intuitive coach, she helps to grow into a game-changing parent. A mom or dad who's embracing parenting as one-in-a-lifetime opportunity to become everything you're meant to be while your kids are young and become the kind of grown-up you'd love your kids to become. Anne-Sophie's clients rave about her fresh outlook, caring support, and make a difference insights that get results every time. So if you have young children but you're still overwhelmed, depleted, and secretly lonely, then Anne-Sophie, the gal you've been looking for to help you reconnect to your freedom in all aspects of your life. So let me chime her in.
Good morning.
Anne-Sophie? Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a treat to be on the air with you this morning. Actually, it's probably afternoon for you. I'm in on the west side of the continent here. So it's still morning for me.
Yeah, I totally
thanks so much
the show with. No.
I was just saying thanks so much for that great introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. What I wanted to add is I totally start the show with good morning and good afternoon because I know there are people in the West Coast and they're listening in. So I know it's still morning for them. They're probably still having their first or second cup of coffee. So.
I'm still there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually just got done reading some of your amazing, like, just your writing, and I literally was like, oh my gosh, that sounds like me, and I could do a little bit more of that, or, okay, man, I'm really not doing that. So there's, like, some really key points that you had put in your blog, and it's called Too Exhausted to Be a Mom, and it's so true. I think we all go through that, regardless of the age of our kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, that article, I just wrote it, it came to me because somebody wanted to work with me, and she said, you know, I don't have time to prioritize myself to work with you, even though, because I'm too overwhelmed. I'm like, well, that's the kind of work that we would do together, you know, just find some more time and ease. And the thing that had stuck to me was that this person said, I don't have time to set goals that are good for me. And I'm like, well, what if, you know, just feeling more ease in your life could be a goal to accomplish? And so it just led me to reflect on this, like, what is happening? Like, what is really happening when, as moms, we feel like failures and we're like, I'm not good enough. I don't have enough time to be everything I'm meant to be. And you know, what's preventing us from changing and expanding our comfort zone?
Definitely.
Yeah, and it's that conversation around, yes, change is uncomfortable. And at the same time, the moment that we gave birth to little change makers.
That's good. Yeah, so true. I think we totally forget about that at times, just with the different circumstances and situations where, you know, we go through. So that's really good. It's just reminding ourselves. I think that's key, you know. If we don't remind ourselves about those, really the little things, right, the important things, then we kind of go into a whole different state of mind, and sometimes it's not very good for us.
And the thing, the irony, though, in that conversation around change, and we won't, you know, spend the whole time talking about this, but is that a lot of times people will wake up in the morning going, oh, I wish I felt better in my life. I wish I had more time. I wish, there's a big wish list of what we would like. But then there's a reluctance to actually create any change because it's uncomfortable. Mm. So, you know, you can't get what you really want if you're not willing to change. Like, change is really what takes you from A to B. So, it's a paradox. You know, you have to be willing to bend your boundaries a little bit in order to grow. Yeah. And at the same time, you know, when I love this phase of life, having small kids at home, because every single day for them is a new day and they're changing and growing. Mm. And, you know, we're like, you're okay. Just get through it. You'll be fine, you know. And when they first start to walk, well, we're like, of course you're going to fall 300 times. Like, that's normal. But that advice seems to be, we forget about it for ourselves.
Yeah. That's really good. Thanks. Well, why don't you go into, like, who you are, like, why are you even doing what you're doing? Definitely talk about that.
Yeah, that would be great, because not everybody here has heard of me. So my name's Anne-Sophie, and I'm a French girl, and I've kind of had an interesting life, but, like, right now where I am, I'm sitting in a place where I feel pretty good, in that I'm actually feeling authentic as to who I am and what I'm doing, and working with great clients and lots of ambitious moms who really want to make a difference in the world, and that's just so satisfying to be surrounded with women like that. However, you know, my life didn't always look and feel as good. I was going to say delicious as it feels right now, because a few years ago, I was really on paper having an ideal life. I had a great house in a hot neighborhood in the city I lived in. I had a big job with lots of money and lots of responsibility and a team. And I was working for the federal government, and before that for a national museum, like working on things of really national importance where my work, like, spanned, you know, was seen, heard, and read by, like, thousands of people. I have it having lots of impact. But, you know, although that felt great on paper, and I thought, you know, this was what I wanted to do, there was a piece of me dying inside, because it was like every day I was waking up and putting on somebody else's shoes and going to work and living somebody else's dream. So by the time that I ended up leaving the position that I was in, I volunteered to leave. I was very sick. Burnt out, just falling into a ball of tears in my doctor's office. I had, my immune system ended up so low after just months and months and months of showing up to live a life I didn't want to have anymore, that I ended up with a serious bacterial infection that almost got into my blood, and I needed to wear an IV for like 24/7 for 1 month to get rid of it. So that was just like in my body saying, no, this is not your life, you know? And I had chosen to ignore it. However, thankfully, my children were there, and my daughter at that time said, around that time said, you know, Mommy, what can I be when I grow up? I'm sure this is a question that everyone here has asked and has been asked in their time. And so I, with my open heart, said, well, you can be anything you want to be. You can join the circus or go to the moon or whatever it is that you set your heart to. You can go. You can do it. And I felt like such an imposter. You know, I was so truthful and honest in my answer. It was like the little girl inside me was saying that. However, so was not living that. And even though I had, you know, been successful in journalism and had like a degree in women's studies and all these like, you know, awards and whatever it is that I had accomplished, I still felt like this is not what I'm here to do. And so I realized at that point that there's real urgency in making a change, because right now I had a little girl and now I have a little boy too who were looking up to me for leadership and looking up to me for an example of like, you know, what does it mean to be a grown-up? What am I going to be able to do when I grow up? Am I going to be just like you? And in fact, you know, when they look up at me, and as every kid looks up at their mom or dad, they're looking for that role model and they're looking to be exactly like mom and dad. So in that moment when I essentially lied to my child by saying, be whatever you want, and I couldn't be that for myself, I was having that paradox conversation inside me of, you know, here I want to raise a child who is empowered, loves herself, respects herself, makes good choices that are sound for her life in short, medium, and long term, but I was not capable of doing that myself. So that led me to really reconsider what was going on in my life and listen deeply to, like, what can I do with the short amount of time I have here on this planet, and also the short amount of time I have now with my kids being so young. You know, I didn't want to rob my children of knowing who their mom truly was any longer. So that's when I created some big changes and started to work with moms and women on all the different aspects of life that allow us to feel truly free and be who we are as the amazing people that we are, and bring our gifts to the world in a way that feels authentic and genuine and really can make a difference both at home but also in the broader sense of our world. So that's pretty much the story.
That's awesome. Wow. I mean, you've been through a lot. That's amazing. But it's usually when we're like, we hit rock bottom, like that's something that happens inside of us. And then I don't know what it is, right? Like we just find something that really ignites us. And I can totally hear it when you're talking about what you're up to in the world. Like you totally sound so enthusiastic. So you've just given me like a whole bunch of energy right now, just to let you know.
Good.
So cool.
I love giving energy to people. That's good. And you know, yes, I sound like a happy, smiley person, and I am, but, you know, there are still moments when I have to make a choice, you know, often, am I going to let myself feel down or am I going to keep going? You know, and it's always remembering that mirror of truth and of for my kids and vice versa. I'm like, you know, like they're looking to know, like, what does it mean to be a fully free grown-up who's living life and loving it? So there's still, I wanted to mention that, you know, I'm not superwoman. Like, I'm not superwoman ever. And I get that, you know, those lows and those highs, everybody has them. Even when they're happy, we still have them. I wanted to mention that because you know, the thing I would hate the most is to have anybody listening here feel like, oh, I wish I could be just like her. I'm like, well, you know, you are where you are and you're feeling great or not great, but then it's how you choose to deal with that in that moment.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you just touched a little bit about, like, you're not superwoman, and I know that there is three key problems, and I know there's something that's, like, kind of keyed into all that. Talk a little bit about that, because I think that's so good.
So lots of moms will feel in the daily grind of life, feeling the words like overwhelmed, depleted, or like running on empty, like you just have nothing left to give at the end of the day, or even at times like that feeling of, you know what, I think nobody really cares that I feel kind of secretly lonely here in my day-to-day grind. And it's such a terrible feeling to have. But I know that it's quite common. And, I mean, we've heard a lot of talk around being supermom, and I like to reframe that idea of supermom to be more like it's a superwoman virus. And, you know, a virus, I know it's a funny word to say it like that, because it's not like the flu or like something else that is spread virally, but it is a social virus. So it's essentially a way that socially we've been raised and conditioned as girls and women to set the bar really high and keep very busy and be responsible for a lot of things. So it's a huge problem, because it creates a situation where everything is basically just out of reach. You know, unlike a real superhero, somebody who lives with superwoman virus is never feeling quite successful. Never feeling like she's really doing it all. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense. Keep going.
So there's like four C's that I like to think about that show up like as symptoms of having superwoman virus. Mm-hmm. And just to frame this for everybody here, this superwoman virus, I mean, I don't have a real number, but I think it really impacts millions of women around the world, because over the generations, like if you think of our great-grandmothers and our grandmothers and our mothers and then our friends and our cousins, like everyone has basically been living this way, where we set the bar for everything, for being the best kind of friend, the best kind of wife, the best kind of daughter and partner and lover and employer, like everything. The bar is just set so high that it's impossible to feel quite successful, and there's just been too much responsibility that as women we've just taken on, and usually at the expense of ourselves. So I requires to take a big breath after here. I tend to almost run through this a bit too fast because I'm so passionate about it, so I'll slow down.
I think one thing I just want to add is really, really huge. Like, really get this, like, everybody that's listening, is that the bar was set so high. So, like, we took on so much responsibility because of that. And, like, there's nothing wrong with the way that it was set. Like, it was just something that we saw. And then we saw, like, our moms and then our grandmas. And I think we look at them, we look up to them, and we're like, oh, we want to be just like them. But I don't feel like they spoke too much. Maybe like your mom, maybe. But like I know my grandma or my great grandma, I know that they didn't speak about what they were dealing with, like to my mom or to their daughters. So, you know, it wasn't really being spoken about when you were like in the downtime, right? Or like feeling lonely or any of that. So I think it's really good that now we're talking about it. Now we're really bringing that to light. So. I just wanted to add that, that's so good.
Bringing that light is so important, because if we don't know what the problem is, then we can't address it. And so that's the first step to feeling empowered, is to see, like, you know, do I have some of these symptoms, and is it good for me to be this way, and how can I be different? So I'll just like to because we have a lot of stuff to go through, I'm just going to share like these four C's that show up. And so you can just be aware of them. So the first one, and these four C's, I like to see them as quite destructive, like self-destructive. So the first one is control. It's just having that sense of constant control over everything, like being the CEO of your own house, of your life, of everything. You're running your life like a business all the time. And so that's being just in control of absolutely every last detail and not having leeway. There's no margin of error. It just has to be a certain way all the time. So I think that I know that usually resonates with a lot of moms with whom I've spoken.
Oh yeah.
And
I'm
the
right
second
there.
One,
I'm raising my hand.
You're nodding. Yes, yes. The second C is like the comparison/competition. So that's, I like to think of this one like window shopping other women's lives or successes, and essentially always looking at, you know, is she better mom than me? Is she better dressed? Or oh, I want to have what she's having. It's just that constantly comparing, and which basically, if you always compare yourself, you can't just like accept and love and be supportive of the women in your life. So it's almost preventing women from creating deeper bonds of sisterhood and support. So that one tends to be also very linked to how to actually the second C, which is called a third C, which is culture. which is very much, there's so much comparing in the culture that we're in the media, in social media, and just always looking at each other and taking notes and taking stock. Yeah, which can lead to very negative self-talk.
Yeah.
And not feeling so great. Yeah. And then the last C on that is compromise. Like I feel like I'm compromising on who I am and taking care of myself and always saying, oh, I'm fine. Yeah, everything's fine. I'm great. Life is amazing. But really, they're not quite feeling fine when my moms are saying this. Mm. They're feeling frazzled, fearful, and some other F's that I won't mention now. Frustrated. Yeah, you know, they're basically the bar is always so high that there's, it gives rise to this inner censor and this inner critic. And so the two, the inner censor and the critic, are having this conversation of, you know, I can't ask for what I want, and I'm not good enough to be a mom. I'm not good enough for everybody else's standards, let alone her own standards. So that's some of the keys of the superwoman virus, like distilled down in as short as I can make it. Mm-hmm.
That's really good, because I pretty much rose my hand to all of them.
So I want to give a really, really simple tip to deal with superwoman virus, because tips have to be simple to be applied. So the first tip is basically, if you can take a moment with me now and pretend that you have this invisible cape on your shoulder, it's weighing you down. And I remove this cape, like physically, like just take your arms and remove the cape and put it aside and like shove it on the ground and say, I'm awesome, but I'm not superwoman. So that's it. You just say, I'm awesome, but I'm not superwoman. And it's essentially realizing that, you know, even superpowers have side gigs, and it's totally okay to help. And so the tip is that in any of those instances that you notice, hey, am I being superwoman right now? Am I trying to do too much? Am I being too controlling? Am I comparing myself? Am I being too influenced by culture and not taking stock of, is this good for me or not? Like, just say, hey, you know, I'm awesome, but I'm not superwoman, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's really good. No, that's really good, because I think it's so important that we have something that we can go to and, like, speak life into ourselves versus being weighed down by our, like, thoughts and feelings, right? I think that's really good. Yeah, totally. I'm awesome, and I'm not superwoman. I love it.
That's right, you are, and you are totally awesome. Which always feels good to say. And I'm going to add one last tip, which I've been playing with the last few days, which is when you want to feel like you want to increase your vibration, like feel like your energy is just actually feeling awesome, just go like, yes, and just like really give her, just say yes. And then that word in itself will make you feel better. So you say, I'm awesome, but I'm not superwoman. Yes.
I like that.
Which is just fun. So Francielle, I wanted to talk. So the second aspect that shows up, I like to call it the overwhelm illusion, which you're probably going,
okay,
what? Overwhelm illusion?
Yeah. Totally don't know what that is.
Yeah, I know, eh? I know. So, because overwhelm, you're like, the overwhelm certainly feels real. It's not an illusion, Ansofie. Like, what are you talking about? So, so I'm just going to glean over this really quickly, but essentially overwhelm illusion is how a woman will deal with her time. It's not about who she is, like superwoman virus was, but rather about how she does her time. So what it is when someone is stuck having wrong focus throughout her day, which means that she's focusing on everything that fills her calendar with activities that quote-unquote have to be done but make her feel empty. So by the end of a day, yes, you've done a lot of stuff, and you can check lots of things on your to-do list, hence the overwhelm, but none of those things are the things that actually make you feel restful and at ease and nourish you with goodness. So it's a simple concept, but it's a lot more difficult to do. So does that, do you get what I mean by overwhelm illusion now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's very, very easy to stay in that zone of I'm always overwhelmed day after day after day when there's no mindful time when we program in those moments that or those activities that really nourish our soul. So for that, I wanted to give a tip that is just a sentence that I've been using for years and years and years. Or maybe I'll give you two, actually. I think I'm going to add a second one. And the first one is, learn to say no to others so you can say yes to yourself. So just learn to say no to others, you can say yes to yourself. So in asking that question and saying that, you can basically ask, when you look at a task, like, is this adding value to my life? Is this nourishing my soul? Is this making me feel like a better person?
That's gone.
So so it's just a simple filter to see, like, when you look at what you have to do on your to-do list, like, is there anything for me in this?
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes cleaning up the house will feel like something for you, but at other times, like, you know what? I need to go and have some good sisterhood time with my girlfriends, or I need to have a bath first, or, you know, it's those other, or I need to go work out, and whatever things that really refuel. So the second little nugget that I wanted to share related to this is what I like to call front-loading your life with pleasure. So that means that instead of having your list of, here's everything that I'm going to do today, and at the end of the day you have that, finally I get to kick back and read a book or whatever it is that feels good, you do whatever you can to put it earlier in your day. I can hear lots of women on the line going, oh my God, I don't have time for that. Well, that's normal. You know, you've been running. Hello? I think I've lost Francielle. Okay, well, I'm going to keep talking in case this works. So, basically, what happens, what you can do is program your pleasurable activities early in the morning or as early as you can so that you make sure you feel good before you have to do all of that other stuff. So I have lost Francielle. I'm not sure if she's still on the line. I'm going to see if there's a message for her from her. No, I don't see anything. Okay, so I will keep going. I think. Okay, I will keep going. Or maybe I'll call back.
Okay, I'm back. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're back. I'm like, what do I do? Am I on the line?
No.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I have no idea what happened. My phone was still on, and then I wasn't on the screen anymore. So I'm like, oh, great.
That's okay.
I'm
Technology
so
got overwhelmed. I was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Keep going. Okay, so I kind of closed with the overwhelm illusion, and then we wanted to talk a little bit about the third piece before we have to wrap up, right?
We have about 25 minutes left. So
cool.
So just kind of have a heads up of how much time you have.
Awesome. Go ahead.
I did want to ask you, okay, I know I got the first tip, and I just wanted to make sure if you did say the second tip, that if it wasn't recorded, just to save it the last tip and then go into your next topic.
Sure. So the tip for the overwhelm illusion, the two-part tip really was learn to say no to others. You can say yes to yourself. And this is like by asking things such as, is this adding value to my life? Is this nourishing my soul? And the other one related to that was front load your life with pleasure or your day with pleasure, which is essentially those activities that nourish your soul, that make you feel good. Do what you can to do them up front. So, and I was, when you were offline, I said, you know, I know there's probably lots of people feeling like, I don't have time to do that. Well, you know, how can you take the time to do what makes you feel good? It's kind of like recharging your battery before you have to go and use it. So
yeah,
it's like to do those things early in the day. So, for instance, this morning I had not that great of a sleep, to be honest, but I was awake in my bed at 5:45. I'm like, well, I might as well meditate right now. That'll feel good. So I'm having a great day as a result, you know. So I'm not saying that's what needs to happen, but just having a bit of self-awareness, like what can I fit for even 5 minutes in the morning that makes me feel good and recharges me?
Yeah, definitely. We've spoken about this like in the past. Like, I actually wrote a blog just really quick, like give yourself 5 minutes out of the day. And it was around Mother's Day I did, because on Mother's Day it's always like, oh my gosh, take time for yourself. And it's like, wait a minute, what about the other 365 days, right? Like we have to take at least 5 minutes. Yeah, so I think you're not the only person that we've had on that has said, hey, at least take 5 minutes for yourself. So I think this is just a reminder to all you moms listening, like it's okay to give yourself 5 minutes out of the day to just really recharge yourself. So really embrace that and accept it and do it. Because, I mean, this is like probably like the sixth time that you guys are hearing this.
And really to do it earlier in the day. Like my point is, you know, if you're going to go out with your, let's say, your phone and I'm going to be using my phone the whole day, you're not going to go with no juice in the batteries. Like you have to plug it in first and make sure it's working and all that. So those self-care, like 5 minutes or more, is make sure you plan them in at a time that makes sense for what else you have to do in the day so that your batteries are not drained for the rest of the day. Like fuel first, then use.
Yeah.
That's what
I
meant.
I have to share something with you.
Go, yeah.
My husband, if he's listening to this or if he's going to be listening later, he's probably going to be like, I love her so much for saying that, because there's times when I do not charge my phone in the evening and I have to bring my charger with me, and it's inconvenient and it's impacting all of us because my phone isn't charged and I'm asking people for their chargers. So it's like, why wouldn't you do that for yourself, right?
That's right.
He's probably going to be like, didn't I tell you? Keep your energy managed the way you would keep, you know, just those little like electronics charged, right? So I think he's probably going to tell me something later tonight about this.
Yeah, that's right. It's just the irony that, in our society, we spend more time thinking about how we can plug in our devices versus then, you know, refuel ourselves.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
isn't that the truth? Yes. So true.
Yeah. So I do want to move on to the last bit because it's pretty important. And I really, really want to make sure we have a bit of time to talk about it. So in the introduction, you know, you talked about becoming a great game-changing parent. And I want to speak to what that is a little bit and what happens when we don't live as game-changing parents. If that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
So first of all, like, being a game-changing parent to me is the idea that you can be really, really great at being you. So those pieces that we've already kind of talked about. And you can also be really, really, really great at being a parent. And then you're also making a difference in the world. So it's a piece of basically you're giving yourself the best that you can in your life. You're also giving your kids and your parenting the best that you can. And you're making a difference in the world just simply by being everything that you're meant to be in your life. Sooner than later. Sooner than later is something I like to add because I do feel that sense of urgency of our kids are looking up at us. So that's in a very big summary what it is to be a game-changing parent. But, you know, it's not about being controlling or being it's definitely not about being controlling. It's just being aware, present, loving, being a luminary, like being a light in your life for yourself, for your kids, for your world. It's being mindful and giving and parenting by example and living with purpose. So that's the essence of what it's like to be a game-changing parent. But the thing is, in putting together this work and this research, I've surveyed some parents and I've gotten some statistics that are not that glorious. And I realize that not a lot of parents really have a sense of that, what that feels like. In fact, you know, last summer I surveyed about 200 parents, and out of the 200 parents I surveyed, only 7% came out and said, you know, I'm totally happy and fulfilled in my life as a parent, which scarily means
7%.
Like 93% were unhappy.
Yeah.
Like 93%. 93% of these parents were saying, I'm mourning some sense of freedom, of choice. There's some aspect of my personal life that has suffered since having children. And essentially, they're feeling compromised in the freedom that they have in their life for having kids. Yeah, so it's really
That's
sad.
A huge
and,
number.
And so, like, in looking at this work, I use this metaphor of birds to explain what's going on in the family dynamics. And basically, you know, you have mommy bird, daddy bird, and the baby birds at the bottom. And then this dynamic that the baby birds are looking up at their parents and saying what we were talking about. I want to be just like you. You're amazing. You know, look at the sky. There's so much we can do. What can I be when I grow up? And and that what's going on for the mommy and daddy birds, so the parents, they're looking in one direction, worried about life and activities and career, and they're looking. The other one is looking probably in the other direction. Once in a while, they might turn around and connect with each other, but most of the time, they're feeling quite compromised and blocked. So there are five big freedom blockers that I show up consistently in parents' lives who are experiencing these this lack of freedom. So I'll share them with you in a minute, but you know, I to tie this work too, as your audience probably is aware, like there's a lot of divorce that's happening and separations as well in kids' lives. And you know, sometimes it is better to separate. I get that. My parents divorced when I was very young, but there is an impact on the kids. And you know, kids who have parents who separate often because of financial issues, because they have an identity crisis sometime in life, or because there's infidelity or just a break of trust and lack of communication. You know, those kids end up having more awkwardness and more social anxiety growing up. And like it's very personal point for me, because I basically was that child and had awkward years that lasted from age 7 to 20, you know? So I can feel that the pain of, you know, having parents who did not fully open-heartedly deal with the issues that were blocking their own freedom. So to link back to some of our earlier discussion, these freedom blockers are exhaustion, so feeling totally alone and like you need 25 hours a day, 370 days a year, basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the second one is that sense of constant insanity, like that madness. And so those two are very connected. There's just too much to do all the time. So that's running life in the constant overwhelm illusion. And the third one, I call it kind of like the desire disconnect. So that can show up as having a lack of intimacy and lack of communication between in the couple, but also with yourself. So there's, you're too busy to truly love and to truly build a life according to what you truly want and desire, which leads to, you know, being disconnected from our intuition and really creating a life that just doesn't feel like what we want. Like that's pretty much where I started my story, you know. And then there's also that feeling of emptiness. Like emptiness really is the opposite of feeling full and joyful. And that means that there's a lack of self-love, a lack of compassion for yourself, a lack of self-trust, a lack of soul. And the last one, which is very connected to everything, is that pressure that parents will put on themselves and each other and culture puts on parents, and that's that getting it right. It's almost like the super parent complex kind of thing. So, yeah, so these are the five big freedom blockers that seem to be underlying any couple, any situation where there's an aspect where freedom isn't there. And you know, yes, sometimes money will be the core issue, and any one couple, any one parent might be affected differently. And it's true that if you're a single parent or in a family that's been reconstituted, you might be affected more by one of these freedom blockers than another. So there is every person is different, obviously. But these are just basically the five that I've identified as being like the core ones to be aware of.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I like that you mentioned them. Thank you for sharing that with us.
because I'm definitely, I'm in a, I was a single parent, and then now I'm married, I'm married and in, in a reconstituted relationship, right? And I'm still trying to not, like, make things work, but just where it's flexible, right? And she's not being affected by my issues, because I'm going to have issues, and then my husband's issues, and then her father's issues, and then and not giving her the overwhelm, right? And it's okay, like, I don't have it together, right? But at the same time, we do have some single parents in the audience, and so it's really good that you did say that, and you touched a little bit about that, because it's so it is very common now, So.
Yeah. I mean, I was raised by a single mom most of my life, and I turned out all right, I'd like to think. But, we've had some great conversations over the years about some things she did not deal with early on in life. And I like to sort of think of it, this our job as parents is also not to raise our children with the burden of our own baggage. So it's to do whatever we can to feel like we are being honest and truthful to everything we have to offer and give our best to both ourselves and our children and the world around us. So that's why, like, doing a bit of personal work around what are the freedom blockers that are really, 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 really blocking me right now and keeping me stuck and making me feel overwhelmed and disconnected and lonely and whatever is going on in your life, like really knowing like what they are, because you can't address them and look at a solution unless you know what they are.
That's really good.
They're great. And when I work with clients, like, I do have, like, basically the antidotes to these as well. And, it's too much to get into right now. But I did want to offer to your listeners who are interested in having a bit of a better sense of what freedom blockers are impacting them and keeping them stuck, I wanted to offer the opportunity of doing a game-changing parent discovery session with me, where essentially what I do is work with you one-on-one, and we go through a questionnaire and help you identify which freedom blockers are really preventing you from feeling energized and excited about life and having that sense of ease. So it's to identify both what they are, which freedom blockers, but also, like, what are the most powerful and effective next steps that you can take to remove these blockers completely and avoid having any others. So it's both like a cure and prevent type of work.
Okay.
And set a vision forward for the future where you feel connected to your desires and you feel like you have a sense of ease and relaxation and life is feeling good. So sometimes I like to think of like five S's, where there's more sleep, more sex, more sanity, more soul, and more success. So it's kind of fun.
I like that. I think we all...
Who doesn't want more of that?
Yeah. I love it. That's definitely... that sounds amazing. So that's good. Yeah, and you know what? I will definitely have a link for anybody that... with a special link that you provide me, I'll have that on my blog as well. So after the show, I'll have some, just information about who you are, where they can find you, and then the link, and then the the after recording of the show. So if anybody wants just to go back and take some more notes, and then go from there, by all means, it's going to be on fulltimemom.org. So I'll have all
that
up there.
Great. That's great. And I mean, for anybody who's just listening, can we mention what it is too? Just so the link would be ASDUMETZ. Oh, you would say Z in the US. .com and then /FTM for full time mom. So, and I wanted to mention that this session is complimentary for this community of listeners. So, take me up on it. I've opened a few slots in my calendar so I can talk to some of the listeners, because I just love being able to really, really connect with people. It's just like super connecting is one of my gifts, and I just love that connection and really helping people
thank
see
you.
That, those options. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for just giving a little bit of yourself today on our show, and then also just providing who you are to the community. I think what you do is amazing, just the things that you even discussed briefly. I learned something for myself, so I could just imagine how much more, how much more you can learn just working with you. And, yeah, definitely, just check her out. She's amazing. You're just awesome. So thank you so much.
I'm really awesome, but I'm not Superwoman.
I was just going to say that. You totally took that. So awesome. Thank you. I really, really humbly thank you.
And thank you, too. Like, this is such a wonderful opportunity and such a great show and a community. I think these conversations are so important to have. And, you know, like I said, if we don't have, and you said this, too, like, if we don't take the time and space to really discuss about what matters in our life, then how can we create the life that really matters to us most as moms and as parents and as sisters and daughters and everything that we are?
Yeah, I think it's so important. And it needs to be done versus just talked about. Like, okay, we're going to do it. No, like, let's do it. So I really admire and thank you for what you're doing, because that's exactly you're on the same wavelength as I. So in terms of just really spreading a message that's impacting. So thank you.
Thank you. I have nothing better to say than just, you know, what a great gift to be able to talk about this today and be on the airwaves right now. Like, you know, I never thought years ago that I would be doing this. And, man, I would have missed such an opportunity to just hide behind my laptop and in my journal and keep everything inside. And it's just so much better. I learned so much from every conversation. And it's such a gift to just be connected to amazing, ambitious women who are just, like, given her and just saying, yes, you know, this is my life and I'm going to write it and I'm going to hold the pen. Like, yes, you know.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, have a wonderful rest of the week. And once again, I'll have everything up on fulltimemom.org under Mommy Blog. And you guys can get all the special links and just all of the amazing information on Anne-Sophie Dumetz. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So once again, everyone, that was Anne-Sophie Dumetz, and she is just phenomenal in terms of just really looking at a different perspective, looking at just how, like, superwoman virus and overwhelm illusion, like, you know, those different types of words and different types of just like the different topics, right? And then just going into that. And I think it's really great. I hope everybody learned something. I hope everybody took tons of notes. I encourage it all the time to take as many notes or what do you hear for yourself. And please give me feedback. You can definitely find me at Full Time Mom on Facebook and info@fulltimemom.org. You can email me. Let me know what topics or what you're dealing with or what you've experienced or what's working for you. And we'll definitely go from there. And just really, really quick, you have to listen in next week. Like, it's totally, like, move around what you have to. Listen to the pre-recording, whatever it is that you have to. We have a really special guest. And just every Monday we have a special guest. We have someone that is going to really impact and really give you something. So definitely listen next Monday. You don't want to miss it. And please share the show with your friends, your community, your network, your whoever would be inspired and would love this. Please go ahead and do that. So once again, you have been listening to PWN Radio, Women in the Morning. I hope you've enjoyed today's program, Mommy Mondays with Full-Time Mom. Don't forget to listen to our next show. Visit us at pwnradio.net. I am Francie Ellie Daly. Have a wonderful and blessed day, everyone. Till next week. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.